is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes between Iranian government supporters and opponents in London leads to injuries and an arrest. VOA's Alexis Strope.
It's unclear if...
Four people were hurt and one was arrested when supporters of Iran's authorities clashed with anti-government protesters at a London event marking the death of President Ibrahim Raisi. The Metropolitan Police Force said officers were called Friday evening to, quote, reports of disorder at a venue in the West London area of Wembley. The force said one was arrested on suspicion of violent disorder. Four people were treated by paramedics for injuries that are not thought to be life-threatening or life-changing. Raisi died alongside the country's foreign minister and six others in a crash in the country's mountainous northwest on Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports President Joe Biden has delivered the commencement speech at West Point.
President Biden tells West Point graduates they're being asked to face threats across the globe. In his commencement address at West Point, President Biden telling graduates they were becoming members of the most honorable and consequential fighting force in the history of the world, and emphasizing the critical role of the U.S.
Thanks to the U.S. Armed Forces, we're doing what only America can do. As the indispensable nation, the world's only superpower, and the leading democracy in the world.
Biden also stressing support to allies around the world while reinforcing limitations.
There are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine. I'm determined to keep it that way.
But says the U.S. continues to stand with Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Finance officials from the Group of Seven rich democracies say they've moved forward and toward an agreement on a U.S. proposal to squeeze more money for Ukraine from Russian assets frozen in their countries. But they left the final deal to be worked out ahead.